Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening. Welcome to the O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. We're having a little bit of a late start getting going here as I work on my technical difficulties, but I believe in just a moment here, I will have my guest online along with you, my wonderful O Spot readers. Listeners, sorry. You're a writer, you assume you have readers. It is Wednesday, March 2nd, and for those of you who survived Super Tuesday, congratulations. We are now going to have a Super Wednesday with my guest, the amazing relationship coach and guru, Karen Jones.
Hey!
You're here!
I'm here!
Skype victory! Tell you... First of all, on behalf of the O-Spot listeners, thank you for staying up past your bedtime.
Yes, indeedy. My pleasure.
So for those of you who have also stayed up late today or who are just, you know, kind of getting your winding down on your Wednesday and looking forward to the second half of the week, I'm so glad you are with us. Here in New England, the weather can't decide if it's spring or winter or spring or winter. One day we're freezing and the next day, you know, I'm leaving my coat at home again. So, And Karen has been traveling too, and she still made it here to our show. So thank you again. So awesome. I'm going to read to all of you. Now, our first section is always, oh my. You know, we have the O spots. We start with Oh My, and our Oh My, of course, is our guest today. And reading from the back of her awesome book, Men Are Great, which is subtitled How to Build a Relationship That Brings Out the Best in Both of You, says Karen Jones has been studying relationships between men and men, and it's now nearly 3 decades, isn't it?
It's getting close to that, yep.
That's awesome. She founded The Heart Matters, a relationship coaching and training company, in 1997. Karen has helped hundreds of women, married, single, or at some stage in between, enjoy more fulfilling relationships with men. She is a member of the Relationship Coaching Institute and the International Coaching Federation. In addition to being passionate about the work she does with women, Karen adores spending time with her husband, Greg, and their do you still have Willie?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. Okay, well, she was a puppy mom. I know you guys are, a lot of you are there. And you can spot them walking along the river near their home outside of Boston. Now, I've had the privilege of knowing Karen for years. She knew me before I was married. And I can honestly say some of the rough periods of my marriage have been made smoother by her work. And, you know, I've known you for at least 2 decades now. We're closing in on 2 decades. And you seem to have the same enthusiasm now, if not more, than you did when you first started.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I mean, so many people want to live their lives doing what they're most passionate about. And you do. How is it that you think you were able to come to this and do this for so long and still be as jazzed about it as you always are?
Well, you know... I'm not sure if this is true about everybody, but I know that for me, and I've certainly seen this to be true for a lot of people, when we connect with our mission or our purpose and it's fueled by a personal history of pain, right? So there's a lot of that juice for it. And I don't know if this is true about everybody, but because I experienced so much agony around my relationships with men, and not just romantic. I mean, this started with, you know, my relationship with my dad. And So I had so much pain and so much, I mean, you know, my history with men, train wreck after train wreck. And so for me, I mean, I launched into this to help me figure out how not to get divorced again. That was my big goal in life in 1990, right? Learn how not to get divorced again.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. But because I feel so much about this, you know, again, my personal pain and my history, but because of my focus on it, my lens, you know, through which I was seeing things, it was just so easy to see the pain other women were in. I mean, you know, my own friends over the years, but just everywhere, so much pain. So that was my first wave of it. And that was enough. I mean, that certainly got me jazzed to help women. But then as I continued my own training, my own evolution, my own journey, and it was not an overnight thing, but I really opened up to the men's side of the story. Mm-hmm. And so I already had passion. I already had focus. But then when I really clicked into that and I started to get more deeply into who they really are and how they really feel and how they experience relationship, how they experience us as women, what causes them pain and anguish. I mean, holy shit. I went, can we swear on this show?
We can.
Oh, great.
Isn't it awesome?
That's fucking awesome. Are you kidding me? You know, you'll appreciate this, right? So my favorite column, it doesn't run anymore, but my favorite column in the New Yorker was always the cursing mommy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Such a loss. Anyway, I have, it seems like a bottomless well of juice and energy for what I do. And I am profoundly grateful for what I do. And, you know, to be able to do something that never feels like work, that I will do until I draw my last breath, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, I know I am a lucky babe.
And it's, yep. it's great. The world is lucky. You know, right now, I mentioned Super Tuesday. We're inundated with world issues and national issues and enough hate mongering to bury a person emotionally. And, you know, the lead in for our shows is the BBC World News. And sometimes it's so depressing. And my next thought is, great, I'm going to talk about sexual empowerment and being authentically feminine. Woohoo. And I'll tell you, week after week, what I've come to realize is it's more important than ever.
Uh-huh.
It's more important than ever that we're connected to our passion, to our desire, to our men, to our relationships. You know, if we can't tend to those things, if we don't have, you know, the time or the chance to focus on those things, then the bigger things aren't going to matter anyway.
Well, and you know, I love what you stand for and what you've spent so much time making sure is out there in the world, because and I don't actually read the news. I think it's too depressing. I'm way too impacted by that stuff. But I am aware of course, I mean, you'd have to be dead to not be, all the stuff that's going on in the world and the what men are really like and what they're capable of and what they get lit up to do. And so it's fueled by us a lot. I mean, of course, there's exceptions, but it's fueled by us, and it's fueled by us being a particular way. You know, you are all out there totally about empowerment and connected, you know, really being and more deeply, even more connected to your feminine, passionate energy. And it is like high test fuel for men. And we need to be bringing that to men. We need to be bringing out the best in men. The world is in desperate need of all of us bringing out our best selves and really empowering each other to be that best version of ourselves and each other. So anyway, you do great work. I really appreciate and honor what you do. I just think you're awesome. And well, you know that anyway, but thought I would just say that.
Yes, stick around for the rest of the Mutual Admiration Society show today. But it's true, as you know, as I say, we can get, you know, depressed by so many things, and the more you can be connected to what lights you up, as Karen said, makes you find that juice within you that really is in some ways an unending well, because it's self-fueling. You mentioned what started as supporting women made you realize that it's supporting men, and therefore children, and therefore families. I mean, it's just ongoing and unending. And that's a huge thing for us to realize, you know, when we feel in those moments that, ugh, we don't make a difference, our vote doesn't count, you know, we're just one, we're just two. It does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. And the more and the closer you can get to the things that light you up and you're passionate about, and the more you can inspire people to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the better off the whole world is. You know, you can change what you can change. I think Oprah said once, she said, you know, impact what you can. She says she's fortunate to be able to make a very big impact when she does that. Most people can't, but if you just do what you can, mm-hmm. it will be more than enough.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have, I'm going to look at my clock. We have about 45 seconds going until our the first break here, when we're going to go into our oh no section, which is, as my listeners know, is when we talk about something that we've sort of internalized, but truthfully, it's not true. It's a belief we've come by falsely, by outside. So I'm going to let Karen mull it over for a little while when we ask her what are some of the, and I'm sure she has tons, but some of the things she most sees women not lying to themselves about, but, you know, the things we don't give ourselves either credit for or forget to acknowledge ourselves for in relationships, you know, what we're capable of and what that special thing is that we bring. Ah, so there's that beautiful music. Come back in about, we can do about a 2-minute break and come back for our Oh No section on the O Spot here on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Wow. Welcome back to our second section on the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, with my special guest relationship coach, Karen Jones. You know, the last promo that they just played said something about remember your magnificence, and I know that's something Karen stands for. Heck, she's helped me remember mine on a couple of occasions when I was pretty ready to just... Karen does a lot of different coaching, by the way. I don't want to be able to forget to say this. Her website is theheartmatters.com. Is that correct? I got that right. Yes?
Yep, that's right.
Theheartmatters.com. And she runs a lot of different types of programs. So bookmark it, check back with it. I just finished one with her that helped me put a new habit into place in my life, which had to do for me with making sure I was journaling what I was eating, and 21 days makes a habit. And so she ran this great 3-week program. So if you're like me and you like those like quick and dirty things that like you get to see results, keep those in mind. That was, I went definitely in my case from an oh no to an oh yes on that one. And, Karen, I think one of the great gifts you've brought to the women I know and to myself is the concept of progress, not perfection.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The juice is in the journey, right?
The juice is in the journey. That's right. Yeah, really. I know a couple of juice companies that could probably use that as a tagline. But it's so true because I am somebody who is not a big baby step fan. And as somebody pointed out to me, babies get really, really far. Baby steps. That's an interesting point, but it's not something. I'm usually somebody who, when I make a decision to do something, I just want the outcome. It takes you, what I've come to understand, and in part from the work I've done with you, is that that's when you make a decision or you kind of put out a want. When you make a commitment, then you're ready for the journey. Then you're ready for the steps. You know, back and forth, you know, when the ones that seem like cha-chas, 2-step forward, 1-step back, or otherwise. So.
Yeah, and it's all part of the process. I mean, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, oh God, I'm not really in that commitment stage yet. I'm fucking around. I'm not getting there. It's like, you know what? Honor every bit of the journey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's all of that frustration and all of that seeming lack of forward momentum and all those things that can finally have somebody say, well, wait a minute. I really want something and I want it badly. In fact, I want it so badly that I'm willing to do whatever it's going to take. But it takes that process to get to that it doesn't have to be a moment. It could be, you know, sort of a collective little few moments here. Mm-hmm. But to get to that, and you know, Rachel, you've gotten to that place where, yeah, I feel all the momentum and I've got the juice and I am ready to do this and I'm ready to honor myself and do it in a way that I feel proud of.
Yeah. And you'll stumble even after that.
Yep.
and that's okay. Nobody, you know, again, the babies make an awful lot of progress falling too.
That's right.
I have two of them. They both run pretty well now.
That's right. And you know, the first time they tried to walk and they fell down, they didn't say, "Oh Christ, I can't do this. I'm quitting." Right.
That's it. You know, forget walking.
Yeah.
After several times, they stop. And can you imagine if any of us, if we did that, if it even occurred to us as parents to say to them, you know what, you're just not getting this. It's fine. Hey, don't crawl. It's okay.
You're not cut out for this business.
Really, I don't know if walking is you. It's just not for everybody. It's okay. And yet we say very similar things to ourselves as adults in our heads. I swear one day I would really love to take out my internal dialogue and record it and actually hear it, like externally hear it. Because you don't really, when it's in your head, you're so used to it.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing. And you know what would happen, right? If you could actually see a whole transcript of what your head was saying. Mm-hmm. First of all, you'd be thinking, who let an enemy into my head?
Yes.
What? How did that happen? You're evicted.
Right, because how dare you talk about me that way?
That's, exactly. If we heard what we say to ourselves, what, I mean, the things we say, and we don't really notice, although it definitely has an impact on us, but if somebody else were to say that to us, we would be so pissed. Mm-hmm. It would be unacceptable.
And or if they said that to us every day,
we would kill them.
No, we certainly wouldn't return their calls.
No, they wouldn't be invited to dinner every night. No.
No. And yet we do this. I should jot this down for a science fiction short story someday. And, you know, I have to admit.
That would be so great. Yeah.
This is why writers, when people say, where do you get your ideas? We're just like, everywhere, all the time. We're kind of programmed to hear them. Just like you're programmed in some ways, I'm sure, to like, it's got to be tough when you go out sometimes and you hear couples talking at a table to not want to go over and go, here's my card.
No, you know, it's so funny you say that. I was just thinking about it today. Here's what I've been noticing lately is tough is when we're out with friends or I'm with a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it's, I hear things through a particular lens, which I can't even stop doing, right? I'm noticing, I'm paying attention to, I'm thinking about all the sort of the repercussions of things. And it's really hard just to hang out with somebody and be in the moment without having all of that going on. Oh, you poor thing. Or, oh my God, you guys could have it be so much better. Or, oh, I wish you wouldn't say that like that. It's just kicking everybody's ass. You know, I can't even stop myself. So I think it's tough for my friends to know that I can't stop myself from hearing things that go on, you know, because I mean, you know, it's a really common thing for not all, but for a lot of women, one of the ways that women bond is through bitching.
Yes.
Right? And a really perfect target for all that bitching is men. Yeah. And that doesn't really ever happen around me. And I think that there are probably some women who are thinking, damn, I have to be in my best behavior around her. Anyway.
But actually, you know what? It's a good practice for them, though, because if they will start to notice and realize how often they do say negative things mm-hmm. about the men in their lives, the men they love, the men they're committed to, the men they know are good men. I actually know, I don't talk that way about my husband, you know, with other people, but I do know that when the negative noise in my head towards myself gets to a certain breaking point, that's when I become the nag to him.
Oh, yes.
That's when, you know, I look at him and I'm like, you really want to eat that? Which, of course, is me saying it to me, but, you know, yeah, you have a health challenges here, or, you know, if you don't get your hair cut soon, I'm cutting it for you in the middle of the night when you're asleep. You know, and I hear these things, and part of me was like, I'm sorry, did you hear that? Because somebody just said something terrible to you, and it couldn't possibly have been me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we have a certain tolerance for our own negative self-talk. And then when it hits that full mark, then it spills over. And our guys are the ones who are going to take the brunt of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fortunately, I'm good most of the time. I can remember saying to my husband once, you know, I'm sorry I was such a bitch the other day. He's like, why? What did you do? I'm like, nothing.
Smart.
If you didn't notice it or remember it, I am not reminding you.
That's right.
But it took the good first, I would say, 3 to 4 years of my marriage, and we're going on, we're past the 19-year mark now, but definitely several years of my marriage to realize that he was going to do, there's this like the marriage, I would think of it jokingly as the marriage curse. He is cursed to do things that I see as simple or ridiculous or not thought through, or you put whatever label you want on it, as, and I am cursed to remember every single solitary one of them.
Yeah.
And we came to realize that he wasn't doing these things to be selfish or brainless, as I was thinking of it as. And I understood that about him. And then he started to understand about me that I wasn't remembering it to be a harpy. It's just the way the brains are different. He's like, you really remember all of this? I'm like, honey, if I stopped and think about it, I could not only remember the conversation, but I can probably tell you what I was wearing and how I felt about my weight that day. I mean, we have this ridiculous recall ability, and it astounds men. They're like, you know, they're lost, you know, just because it doesn't have the same kind of relevance to them.
No.
And it took me a while to realize, you know what, that's okay. It's not easy. You know, there are times when I understand that, you know, if he were more like me, I would be frustrated because he's not manly enough. So those are the moments when, you know, I go to my girlfriends. If I want someone to react like a woman, I go to a woman. I've learned that.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a mistake you see women doing? You know, they go to their men and hope for a reaction like a woman.
Well, it's what you're talking about is it's an interesting thing, and it's a very challenging phenomenon, which is, you know, for the most part, evolution is glacially slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, but it's really – so for a while now, women have been requesting that men be more connected to their feelings, be more vulnerable, be more communicative, et cetera. And so, you know how men are wired, right? If it feels important to women, and women are important to men, we shape a lot of who they are and what they focus on. And so men have been paying attention to, oh, okay, so they want us to be more, okay, fine. And they work on that. And then the payoff for that is that women lose their attraction to the men. Right? The bafflement is for men. Why do women keep going out with these asshole guys? Why are they attracted to the bad boys? What is up with that? So, and because men's form of communication, the most honest form of communication is action and what they're doing, and they judge us the same way. So, you know, they're noticing that women are saying that they want a sensitive, emotional and communicative, compassionate man. But those guys are being put in the friend zone. And then these guys who, oh my God, they should be in jail, some of them. And they're the ones who are scoring all the chicks, you know.
What's wrong with this picture?
What is wrong with this picture?
And it's not wrong. It's just, as you said, you know, the what we call the bad boys now would have been the ones getting all the best cuts of meat back in caveman times. So
that's right.
We're programmed, ladies. You have to watch that. That's definitely an oh no to unprogram. Watch where you're responding. All right, my music is starting again. We're going to go into another break. And afterwards, we're coming back for Oh Yes! Here on the O Spot on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelita Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Oh, it is always so weird to hear my own promo during this. I actually have to update that one because I kind of changed it a bit. That satisfied thing, yes, we are, but it's more than that. You want... never mind. Anyway, back for... Oh, yes. And before I forget, I mentioned Karen's book. It is still available. It is available. You can find it on Amazon. I think you can find it on your site as well. But I love the opening lines at the top of the back of the book. It says, "Where are all the good men these days? Everywhere." And I have to tell you, as a romance writer, I actually have used this book to remind myself how a real hero is. I mean, yes, we write about heroes who are, in military roles or in actual heroic situations, but men are heroes. They are great. And in this book, I mean, the bottom of the blurb talks about that men are great is going to help you attract a higher caliber of men and celebrate the ones you have, learn or remember how powerfully you influence the men in your life, and pass on the positive energy to other women. And I would add to that, when you do live in that energy, for those of us with children, you know, for me, it's showing my sons how they deserve to be treated as men. And of course, how to treat a woman. And if you have daughters, in this day and age of, you know, what's being referred to as a rape culture, raising strong women who honor themselves and honor the men in their lives is vital. It's a very important legacy for us. Now, you've got a co-ed workshop coming up.
I do. I'm so excited about this.
This is a new thing for you, isn't it?
It's, well, you know, it's interesting. I designed it actually with the support of a team of people. It was so scrumptious how that happened. I went and taught a couple of workshops. I was invited to come out and teach at an annual convention. And the people who were in this workshop loved it. And one of the men in the workshop approached me afterwards and he said, "You need to come to the Bay Area and teach this information. It's amazing. You're amazing. Oh my God." So I thought, all right, cool. So before you know it, we're having these weekly calls, this team of people, four men and me, and they're helping to get me out to the Bay Area to teach this information. And anyway, so... And they helped me come up with a name for it, which I loved. And because I want the workshop to attract men, mm-hmm. you know, which is it's a departure for me. I've been in business now 19 years, and I've been focused on helping women, and of course through women having great relationships and helping men. But
yep.
this is my first official co-ed workshop. I've done things volunteer-wise and whatever, and free things. But this is my first workshop, it's from the cave to the condo, moving your relationships from survival to thrival.
Ooh,
yeah! And the men who helped me with all of this—they're just so excited about it. They're excited about the content. They're excited about the way that it's being delivered. They are really, really keen about the message and how critical it is to, I mean, bottom line is, as we touched on earlier, we're so driven by instincts and they're not going to go away because they help us survive. Right? It's an important part of being a human being. But it is astounding how often there are instincts that are driving the things that we're doing and we're not even aware that that's what's driving us.
Mm.
And they're having horrible consequences in our relationships. You know, we all want to have conscious, evolved. I mean, the world needs that, need to get to certain places. And we can do it in partnership. Oh, my God, what's possible is amazing. But we have to understand what is going on at the level of instinct, not from a place of condemnation, but from a place of appreciation. Of course these things go on. Of course that makes sense. And how do I appreciate that and not have it run me so that I actually, as a woman or as a man, can connect with the opposite sex filled with appreciation, filled with honor, and also knowing how to bring out the best in each other. So that's really the thrust of the it's very funny on your show, the thrust of.
That's the thrust of it, ladies, yes. And my gentlemen listeners, because we know him. Yes. Nothing is an accident here on the O-Spot.
That's right. Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. It's
Now, are you leading this on your own, or do you have a co-leader?
No, on my own.
Awesome.
Yep.
And how is it being delivered? Is it face-to-face or?
Oh, no, it's an in-person workshop. Yeah, it's a one-day, experiential. There's a lot of interaction between the men and the women. One of the things that I'm excited about is that there is a chance. I mean, you know how it is. It's so powerful to develop more empathy and more understanding about what people are going through, and
absolutely,
to be able to, right, and to be able to appreciate the differences, because there are, as you and I both know, such substantial differences between men and women, and to be able to see them and honor them, and but because of the differences and because of the misunderstandings, there's also a lot of hurt and alienation and protection and walls. And so one of the things that I'm intending as a result from this day is that there's a chance for compassion, always with humor. I mean, hopefully everybody gets that. I am a humor girl. I think that it's really important to be able to find the lightness in things and not take yourself so seriously.
It's amazing the healing that can happen, though, through laughter.
It
can really be transcendent.
Oh, yeah. There will be a lot of hilarity that day, I can guarantee you. And a lot of healing. There's going to be one particular process that everybody's going to have a chance to go through, not confronting at all, really wonderful, very uplifting, and really freeing. And I'm a big freedom queen. That is my highest value, is freedom. Surprisingly enough, even above love, which is obviously a really important value for me, but freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of choice. Yeah, just, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I completely agree. 2 weeks ago, Wendy Darling was my guest, and she's writing a book on love and relationships, and she had me write something about my husband, and I wrote that I didn't marry him for love. Not that I didn't love him, but that wasn't the reason I decided to make a lifelong commitment to this particular man. And I know people find that ironic when I say it, and I have for years. Here's the romance author and the big believer in the happily ever after and in love. But that's not my reason. My reason had a lot to do with freedom. It had to do with how much he accepted who I was, no matter where I was in that process.
Yep.
He accepted my independence as well as my vulnerability. He accepted my perpetually dreaming nature along with my incredibly practical nature. And love is wonderful, but the elastic part of the love, when the limerence and stuff wears off, comes from his commitment to me, to who I am, and that is a lot about freedom, to be who I am and to be as independent as I am. I mean, I always joke with people, my husband and I didn't even spend every minute together on our honeymoon. We didn't. We were in Edinburgh and London, and he wanted to go to music stores and you know, find discontinued and imported CDs, and I wanted to go to bookstores and boutiques, and so we'd separate a few hours, and we met up for tea. And to this day, that's our marriage. We do things separately. We have our own space. And my 16-year-old is involved in his, I would say, probably first serious relationship. She wants to know why he doesn't want to text all the time. I'm like, she has got to hang around here for a little bit and understand that we just don't live in each other's pockets.
Right.
You know, you can't become and continue to be who you are with that kind of freedom.
Right. It also adds to the relationship. If you stay your own person and your mate stays their own person, you bring so much more richness to the relationship. And if you're committed to growth, personal growth, relationship growth for the entire time that you're together, wow, that is really magical stuff. Mm-hmm. Thinking, that some of that magical thinking about happily ever after, I found the one, I'm going to just plunk into this relationship and now everything's handled. Those kinds of relationships tend to, not all, of course, but so many of them tend to just sort of die on the vine.
Yes.
It's such a shame.
And it was something I don't think I understood until with very open eyes I chose my husband. I'm very fortunate I didn't sort of fall into a rosy glasses situation and then discover, whew, I lucked out. I was very fortunate to be able to be very intentional and to know myself very well when I opened myself up to meeting somebody for the future. And when I made this realization, and when I tell people about how to this day we're not, constantly in each other's pockets, I'm reminded and I was directed to the quote from Khalil Gibran about relationship. I think it's actually in the section on love, where he says, and I actually just pulled it up, but let there be spaces in your togetherness.
In your togetherness, yes.
And let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls.
We had that poem read at our wedding.
Did you?
Yes, ma'am.
That's so appropriate. It is. It's beautiful. And
yeah.
And I think too many, I know a lot of people, men and women, are scared of, for all sorts of reasons, whether it's abandonment issues or other related ones, the separateness, the distance frightens people. They get unsure in it. And you don't have to. You should be sure of the spaces in your own life. I mean, there's spaces in you, and you find the different people who fill them up. And that's part of the gift, all these different people who come in and out of your life or come into your life and stay in your life get to bring you. Oh, there's that beautiful theme music again. It's like Tara from Gone with the Wind. All right. Stay with us for our last section, our oh wow, how we're going to bring this juicy stuff out into the world. So come back after the break to the O Spot here on Om Times Radio.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Wow, my own promo twice on one show. Woo! Come on, everybody. You know, there's nothing odder sometimes than hearing your own voice being spoken. Woo! All right. So here we are, final section. We got about 11 minutes or so in the whole process. Again, I'm going to remind people to check out Karen's website, www.theheartmatters.com. She writes an awesome newsletter for both those of us who are married and those of us who are single. So you can choose, and the questions and the information you'll get are relevant to you. You're also on YouTube now.
Yay! Yeah.
Just for that little shot in the arm when we all need it. Men Are Great is Karen's book, and her upcoming co-ed program is called, wait, I just lost it. from cave to condo, caveman to condo. Did I get that right?
No, from the cave to the condo.
Oh, from the cave. I was about to say, wait a second, that doesn't go together. From the cave to the condo. There we go. From survival to thrival.
Yes.
Because we're writers, we can invent new words.
That's right. Exactly.
I mean, more power to us. You got to love English. Now, something you said earlier really, you said it actually in their very first section. You mentioned that your passion for doing this, and the part of the reason it's this unending well for you, is that it came from pain, from discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we shy away from. We don't think about that, that we think we have to fix what's broken about ourselves, and then we'll find our passion, or then we'll be able to be successful and stuff like that. And it's an incredibly brave thing. And when I stop and think about it, mine comes from something similar, but it is an incredibly brave thing you did to say, I have some healing to do, and I know others do as well.
Yes.
I mean, that takes a special kind of strength before, you know, so many of us want to be perfect first, you know, and once I am, then I will.
That's right.
Meet the right man and find the right this and.
Right. You know, I think that thing plagues, I'm sure that there are exceptions, of course there always are, but that whole perfection thing plagues women across. It attacks me every once in a while. I'll find myself getting ready to do something and I'll have that feeling, you know, the feeling that when I really peel back that, well, what's going on? It'll be, oh, I'm not good enough yet. Oh, I don't know enough yet. Oh, I'm not, you know, oh, and I just have to say, oh, buzz off, you pain in the ass. but it keeps us from our full in the process of, because our self-expression is going to evolve, right? I'm different. I just turned 60. I am different now than I was at 40, than I was at 50. I'm the sum total of all of my life experiences. And so just being able to stay present to, well, this is where I am right now. And also, you know, not just where am I right now, what do I want? What is that in my life, whether it's relationship or, you know, making a difference or climbing Kilimanjaro, whatever the hell it is, what do I want and what do I need to do to get there?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said this phrase, so many women are running around thinking I've got to fix myself. And that is such an unhelpful context to hold, because first of all, if you have to fix yourself, that means something's broken.
Mm.
No, you're amazing all of you, whoever you are listening, you're amazing just the way you are. And there may be things that you have going on that are interfering with you being able to have what you want. And it all makes sense. How you've gotten there, the ways that you compensate for things, the way you take care of yourself, the way you protect yourself, it all makes sense. And you deserve to have what you want, and you deserve to have an amazing life, which means you deserve to get the kind of help you need from whatever the source is that's going to best work for you. So, and in fact, you're on the show, you're listening to this. Good for you. You're reaching for stuff. Awesome.
It's true. There's nothing that you need. If there's something you desire, and my listeners know, desire is just sort of my keyword to me, that is want wrapped with the best of emotions, you know, in this beautiful little pulsing. I always think of it as just sort of like pulsing warm ball. You know, when you know what you desire, there's no reason to wait for it. It doesn't mean you're going to have all of it right away. I mean, if what you most desire is a yacht in the Caribbean, great, but hold the desire and start the path. You know, don't wait for something else to, you know, and I have to wait until I've lost weight and gotten this done and retired for this. No. Eat dessert first. But it's true, you know, and if there's a place of pain in your life that is significant to you, then get the support, the love, and find the strength to look at it. Because in there, you may find an incredible gift for yourself and for others. It won't be an easy thing to look at. When I was first starting in writing, somebody told me, if you want to write deeply, authentically, be prepared to look at the worst crap in yourself to do it. Mm. And to me, ultimately, there were times when I hated it, but ultimately that's been one of the gifts of writing, is that I do get to look at all these different things and how they play out or how they could play out differently. But I was once commenting that I don't know if I was impatient or I made a comment about something that's just this general thing about myself that I don't particularly like, except yes, like no. And my husband says, "Do you want to work on that?" I'm like, "No, not really." And he looked at me, and my husband's a therapist. He's like, "What do you mean, not really?" I'm like, "I just don't feel any need to spend any more time on the parts of myself I don't like. I've decided just to make the parts of myself that I do like bigger."
Yes.
And he just kind of looked at me and went, "Oh, okay, I get that." You know, we all have this limited time. And Karen is a stand for having great relationships, including a great relationship with yourself. You know, how much time do you want to spend focusing on the things about yourself you don't like and try to make them, you know, better or easier, more acceptable to yourself? Or would you rather spend your time just making the things that you believe are awesome about yourself even more awesome?
You know the principle of what you focus on expands?
Yes, that's why I try not to focus on my ass too much.
Oh, behave. Anyway, so absolutely to focus on, and I'm not advocating, you know, even if you've got something that's just really horrible and totally in the way of your quality of life that you want, just pretend it's not there. I'm not talking about that. But
if you're a raging bitch, you may need to do something about that.
That's right. But focusing on the things that work, focusing on the things that are great about you, and every single person has awesome stuff about them. Absolutely awesome. It makes you who you are. So focusing on what you appreciate about yourself, love about yourself, admire about yourself, find those things, put more attention on those things. It matters so much.
And it's something great, by the way, too. And I learned this from Karen. On those days when you most potentially want to cause bodily harm to your significant other, if what you focus on expands, focus on something you know is great about him. And it doesn't have to be huge. You know, it can be that he always whatever, offers to, you know, drive the kids or always mows the lawn. I mean, it can be small. You know, he always makes sure your coffee creamer's there. Whatever it is, focus on that.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing that, and I know we've talked about this before too, but the other thing they can throw into your toolkit is when something is going on that is not pleasing to you, try to the best of your ability, it's a great discipline to have, great habit to have, is look for the best motive or intention behind it. Train yourself to do that. It is such a game changer. Oh my God.
That's true. I'm going to expand on that in case you guys don't understand. So, for example, if he does something that you think is stupid, instead of assuming he's selfish, try to find a positive reason why he might have just done this. And you will find one. You will find one. See the best in him. And a good man will live up to that and beyond it every time.
Well, if you think about, again, going back to the concept of what you focus on expands. So if you see the good reasons behind everything he does, which has you relate with him like there was a good reason for it, you're going to get more of his best, consistently more and more of his best, which is what everybody wants. He wants to bring his best to you. You want to experience the best in him. It's a really good deal.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
My music is going to cut us off in just a few seconds, so I'm going to say thank you so much, Karen, for being here. I hope you will come back at another time. I'm sure my listeners would love that. Thank you so much for all you bring and all you do for women, because as we said at the top of the hour, we can't do huge, you're not going to change the world overnight, but you can make a huge difference just by opening yourself up and connecting and loving and being in great relationships in your world. So thank you, Karen, for taking a stand for that.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
You're welcome. For women and men everywhere. And on behalf of all of the listeners here at the O-Spot, join me next week again on Wednesday evening. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week. I'm Rachel Kenley for the O-Spot at Om Times Radio. Good night.